Hi everyone. If you haven't already, go pick up the free ebook How to Get Your Music Heard over at musiciansmap.org/free-book. And while you're there, take a look at the Musicians Map ebook and audiobook about building success in music. Both are available on the site and every good online retailer. Hello, welcome to the Musicians Map podcast. I'm Kane Power. As performance artists, musicians spend a huge part of our lives writing, rehearsing, booking, promoting, and playing gigs. We strive to share our music in a live setting, to spread our message, to give and receive that energy unique to live music. Our art form is best experienced live. It's visceral, it's intimate, and it's exciting. And because it's live, it can also be an extremely high-pressure environment where many things can go wrong. And they often do. Add alcohol, drunk people, strange venues, bad PA systems, equipment malfunction, money and promoters into the mix, and you've got yourself a clear-cut situation for comedy. When I'm with friends who are also musicians, we often find ourselves reminiscing about the nightmare gigs. Everyone's had one, most of us have had more than a few, but we all recognise aspects of each other's stories because they've happened to us as well. These stories are relatable and they bring us closer together. I want us to be close, my dear listeners. So this week, we're doing something a little different. The podcast this week is a compilation of the worst gigs experienced and told by people who have appeared on the podcast previously. There's blood, there's shit, there's exploding equipment, humiliation, record label talent scouts and car breakdowns, there's drink spiking and there's adult diapers. It's going to get messy. To kick us off, I'd like to put forward a gig that's forever burned in my memory. I was maybe 21 or 22, so we're talking a good 11 or 12 years ago. I was at university, a polytechnic, studying music, and I was playing in a hardcore band at the time with a few friends. One of my tutors from WinTech, the polytech that I was studying at, they approached me one day and said they had a friend who was putting on a gig in a town called Raglan. For those of you who aren't New Zealanders, Raglan is a small beach town about 45 minutes towards the coast from one of our bigger towns, Hamilton, which was where I was living. Anyway, there was a gig going on in Raglan at the town hall, which is not a small venue. So we're, you know, kind of, that sort of swayed me a little bit. It was a kindergarten fundraiser, he said. And, you know, immediately kind of alarms started going off. But he kind of convinced me that it would be worth it. And any gig's a good gig and, you know, exposure and all that kind of stuff. So I convinced my bandmates as well, based on this guy's word. Simon Wells, if you ever hear this, yeah, thanks for this one. So we agreed to do a kindergarten fundraiser. I mean, kindergartens are cool, right? I get behind it. Kids are cool. So raise funds for their kindy. Good on them. So we agreed to do this gig and I talked to the lady and I said, hey, you realize that we're a hardcore band, right? You know what hardcore punk is? Like, it's, you know, aggressive and loud and fast and it's, you know, are you sure that you want us? And she was like, yeah, we're totally inclusive. She's, you know, quite a hippie community down there. So we're inclusive of everybody, you know, totally family vibe. We want everyone to feel welcome. We would love to have you. Okay, cool. So there's no pay, but we get a few drinks and there's a meal going on, so, you know, a communal kind of meal. So we get to Raglan, we load into this town hall. It's a, you know, a decent sized venue. We're pretty psyched. This might only be our fourth or fifth gig as this band. And then we find out the lineup. On the lineup that night is, I think it was a singer, like a crooner singer. And headlining the gig was a reggae dub band, which is massive in New Zealand and was even bigger back then. And they were quite well known. But opening the gig was a capoeira group. You know, capoeira, like the Brazilian kind of dance fighting. Is it Brazilian? I don't know. Sorry. A capoeira group was opening the gig, and we were on second. And it kind of quickly became very apparent that this was a family inclusive gig, yeah, for families. And so we're a bit shocked, but, you know, we were supposed to go on, so we had nothing else to play, so we were just going to do our gig. So we got on stage after this capoeira group, dear God, and we got on stage. Oh, not to mention, we were borrowing a drum kit off the headlining band group, and the guy showed up with a kick drum and a snare and some hi-hats. That's it. And so I had to kind of go, man, I need some other stuff. I need like a floor tom at least, or, you know, something. So we had to drive to his house and get whole other gear nightmare as well. Anyway, we start this gig and quite a packed hall full of people, maybe 100, 200 people, immediately clear out. Everyone walks outside except one guy standing in the back with his beer, big gap-tooth grin, nodding his head. And the sound engineer. And so the hall immediately sounded like this cavern. And we struggled through. We got through. Our set was a half-hour set, which we could fit like 8 songs into that. I think we played 4 songs. And as we were changing guitars, the sound engineer, you know, changing guitars because we had different tunings, the sound engineer cut us off and put the music on and came up on stage and said, "That's it, guys." So we were livid, and in the end, the food was crap, and I think we only got one beer anyway. The people were nice, everyone was very encouraging, but awful, awful gig, and it was so discouraging. And a couple of the guys in the band hadn't played gigs before, and that was one of their very first experiences, whereas I'd been playing gigs for a few years, so I knew that that was just an anomaly, but man, that was hard. So, moving on. First up, we're going to hear from Cherie Matheson from BigNotesGetVotes.com. Cherie was a guest on episode 7, Be a Better Singer.
I think usually physical harm at gigs, generally rates, is the worst, not a great gig. So I've been, 3 times I have had the mic stand smashed into my mouth by some drunk punter. And All Black was one, and then some, you know, Euro Nouveau Riche from some corporate gig, picked up my singing partner, the BB singer, and swung her around, and her feet kicked the music stand into my mouth.
Oh my
there
God.
Was blood pooling in my mouth, and I kind of had to just keep going. And luckily it was at some kind of swanky place up north. And there was a bathroom close by, and I kind of just took the microphone and walked off stage, got some towels and, you know, shoved them in my mouth and then just kind of kept on singing. But that was not cool.
Oh.
That's pretty horrible. I've had people, I was working at the casino crooning sets, and I took a break. When I came back, there was a little like cocktail napkin with some handwriting on it that said, "Your voice is awful. Can you please stop singing?" I was like, so I got on the mic after it and I said, "Thank you for your request. I'm sorry, I can't do that one. I'll be here all night." You know,
it's so rude.
I know, it's just terrible. So those are probably my 2 highlights. Luckily, I haven't had anything really, you know, rock and roll go down with the band kind of, you know, there's always gear issues, but nothing where, you know, someone's beaten someone up on stage.
I have
fallen off the stage, but, you know, that's kind of fodder. That's just.
Yeah. Cherie is a singer, songwriter, producer, vocal coach, and artist development mentor. Check out her site, BigNotesGetVotes.com. Next up, we've got Matty Lovell from Earth to Matty and Earth to India. Matty was a guest on episode 12, Dreams, Goals and Failure.
The worst gig ever. Unfortunately, a couple flood to mind, but I'll tell you one. We played a gig further down south in New Zealand, a place called Queenstown, and we were driving back up and we had a spare day, so we booked another gig at this place, and it was just like, I remember we went in there and like instantly we walked in and we just knew that it was straight away, this is going to be horrible. We said, "Where's the PA?" And he said, "Oh, like I thought you got, you know, like it was all just a mess." And so he managed to borrow a PA from like a marching band or something in town, and he put it up, and we said, who's the sound guy? And he said, oh, well, like, can't you do your own sound? And we're like, absolutely not, but we had to try and do our own sound. And he said he'd put on dinner for us, and then we said, oh, what's for dinner? And he said, oh, I've bought you some, like, put you on the banquet across the road. And we went across the road to this, like, down this alleyway to this little Chinese restaurant, and it was like, oh my lord, like, we were all sick from it. It was the most horrible meal we ever had. And even just the bar, it was like a nightclub more than a venue, and there was just like those mirror balls everywhere. And we started playing, and then he came up running on stage and told us to stop because it wasn't the right sort of music. So we stopped, and then everyone left. And so he said, can we start again? And we stopped again. That happened about four or five times over the entire night. And then he said, your accommodation's upstairs. And we went upstairs, and it was honestly like a murder scene. Like, it had actually been he said it had only just come available because they had raided it last week people growing and producing drugs in there. That was a week before, and we just lived in this. We just stayed the night in this tiny little room in this place called Timaru, that stunk of dogs and didn't have a shower and was used to produce drugs only 4 or 5 days beforehand.
Oh my god,
horrible!
That's amazing, dude. I actually remember one of the gigs that I did with you guys, and it was in Queenstown, I think, at some bar. And we'd had a few gigs, and I think this was like one bolted on the end, a similar situation. And we rocked up, and the PA didn't work for some reason, or it was a DJ PA, you know, with the little boxes this big, and we couldn't hook into it or something. And so we ended up using some, like, either a powered speaker, or like on the ground, or like a guitar amp, for Sam to sing through, and that, like, that's all we had.
I remember that. It was like the court, and we were wearing those judge hats and things. I think it was that. And then Sammy lost his voice or something.
Yeah, and, so, like, and me and Rob were singing, and it was fucking awful.
We all sung, yeah.
Oh, funny. God. Matty is a storytelling adventurer and entrepreneur. You can find out more about Matty via his website, mattylovell.com, and facebook.com/earthtomatty. Next up is Emma Cameron from New Zealand band Decades. Emma was a guest on episode 14, How It Happened.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I actually have, like, a gig that really sticks out that I'm like, that was so horrible. Like, I usually bounce back pretty easily. like, personally, for me, like, I think the worst gig ever for just me, not for the band or in terms of who was there or anything like that, was probably when we're back in the What Action days. When I just had, like, a very upset stomach before the show, and I just really needed to go to the toilet the whole time. And that was a horrible experience, being like, am I going to basically shit myself on the stage? Should I put my guitar down and go to the bathroom? Is that kosher, or is it better to just stay up here and, like, pretend everything's fine? That was horrible, but thank God that's never happened again since then.
And what, you just played through it? You didn't just drop your guitar?
Yeah, I feel like most of my stories to do with the band that are always, like, poo-related. It's really weird, but... always.
Yeah. Every story.
Not always mine.
Oh, no. Emma is the singer and guitarist from the band Decades. Check them out at wearedecades.com and facebook.com/DecadesX. Now we've got Ruth Power from Piano Picnic telling a story about a band we were in together. Ruth was a guest on episode 4, Learning and Practice.
So my worst gig story. We had not long signed to a label in London, in our band of 3 people. And we didn't last long with this particular label, mainly because we did 2 weekend tours with them, I think. And the second one, where the worst gig happened, our bassist left at the beginning of the tour before we even left the city, which was shit. And anyway, we had a couple of gigs which were all pretty bad, but the worst one was Manchester. We turned up, or we actually called ahead to figure out where to park, and the venue owner said that our label had called ahead and cancelled the gig weeks ago. And so we were like, well, we're coming, so can we please play? And he was like, yeah, sure. He said he'd give us dinner and some drinks, so that was cool. So we set up and proceeded to get pretty drunk because we knew that since the gig had been cancelled, there was no promotions and no one was turning up. And then we did our gig. Literally, it was like no one there apart from this couple came in and sat down to dinner. The venue owner, I guess, felt sorry for us, or I'm not sure, but they pulled their chair and table over to be right in front of us. They were only people in the pub. And I think they were on a first or second date. And we were so angry at this point that we did this whole like almost stadium performance directed right at them. And I think the guy might have been into it, but the girl was like just throwing daggers at me from her eyes. It was awful. Now I feel really bad about it, but they definitely, did they leave? I think they must have left about halfway through. Yeah. God, that was bad. And then, so we did our entire set, didn't even really, I think once they left, we stopped. And then we packed up all our stuff. We didn't have anywhere to stay. We only had a tour van. It was middle of winter, so we didn't really want to sleep in the tour van and die. So we tried a couch surfing app to try and put the word out to see whether we could stay at someone's through that. Nothing turned up. So then we desperately put the word out on Reddit, and some guy in Manchester, some random, said, hey, you can come sleep at our house. A flat, student flat. And then so we drive over there late at night after the gig, and the guy seemed nice enough. It was a shitty student flat. He'd drunken like a whole bottle of vodka and was like trying to ask us if we wanted to smoke, and we were just exhausted and wanted to go to bed. And we get up to bed and get into the bedroom and realize that the bed and all the sheets are covered with dried blood. Yay. And so that was the worst night. Or what we did is got all our sleep mags in and kind of covered the bed and slept on top of the sleep mags in our clothes. We still slept there. And then we got up at about 5 a.m. and got the fuck out of there. And that was my worst gig / evening probably ever in my life.
Ruth is a pianist, singer, music editor, and online piano course creator. Check out her site, pianopicnic.com. Easily the best place to learn piano on the internet. Next, we have guitarist and singer Moses Robbins. Moses was a guest on episode 6, How to Social Media.
Maybe there's one more, which is a personal gig, and it probably was my worst gig in terms of, it was actually really awesome. It was a great opportunity. It was opening for Kyra Knife Fight. It's part of the jazz festival out at the Loons, or Harbour Light, the Loons. Big venue, packed full of people. It's when I just like play myself an acoustic guitar, no effects, no loop. Got up and I'd been a bit run down. I was at the end of a course of antibiotics, which was actually for an anal fissure that I had.
Okay.
Which is basically like a pretty bad kind of like a what do you call it?
Hemorrhoid.
Not really a hemorrhoid. But like it's just badness going on down there. And this was a pretty cool gig. And it was the last of the antibiotics. And these antibiotics were so brutal that it was like every time I burped, it tasted like metal. I thought there was like metal in my body. But what had happened is just before the gig, it had started to kind of leak, which was great because it meant that it was losing its thing. But I had to wear like basically a maternity pad, like not even like a regular pad, but like a maternity pad in my bottom for that entire gig. And it was kind of like, it was just the worst. Like I got up and I knew from the first drum that I didn't have the audience, and like 20 seconds into that song, it was just like that gentle hub of chatter. And this was like a sit-down music audience as well, which normally I can dominate that space, but I was feeling a little emasculated. I just wasn't 100% because I had this issue going on.
Oh, fuck.
But I turned up and did it anyway. It was pretty rough.
Moses is a social media expert and digital strategist. Check out his site, thelandofmilkandhoney.nz. Next, we've got Laura Thompson from New Zealand and Australian-based band Cheshire Grimm. Laura was a guest on episode 13, Collaborative Creativity.
As a musician, probably having my amp blow up, that was pretty
on stage.
Shit. Yeah, on stage. So that was, well, it was exciting. And yeah, likewise at a separate show, getting having my pedal board start shocking me. That was a good one. So all kinds of like technical malfunctions can be pretty horrific. Actually, probably my worst gig experience though, as an engineer, I was mixing on tour with my friends and I left my drink unattended for about 30 seconds at the console, and when I came back my drink had actually been spiked. So that was that was probably one of my worst overall gig experiences. And yeah, definitely like a learning curve for me, don't leave your drink unattended.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Who would spike the Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if yeah, obviously I kind of realized it had happened, so I stopped drinking the drink, which was great, but yeah, it's just kind of like, who would do that?
It's shit.
So many shitty gigs. I would say, yeah, shittiest after gig, traveling from Wellington back to Hamilton at the time, and we had run over a pothole on the desert road in the middle of the night, you know, like there's nowhere around to get the tire fixed. And they it happened to be on a car that we were driving that had like fancy mags. So, you know, we had to put on a space saver tire, which wasn't going to last the distance of the journey home. So the actual mag was damaged because the pothole had been that brutal that the wheel was bent. So we had to kind of go. Luckily, someone had a mate of a mate in Shannon, which is a little town just outside of Wellington. So we had to go and find these people and stay with these people. And, yeah, it was pretty intense, and go to the local garage and kind of get him to try and squeeze in a quick repair on the wheel so that we could get home, sort of thing. Mm. And meanwhile, you know, we've got people with children and their children are with a babysitter, and it's like all kind of stressful, and people have to get back to work on Monday and all that kind of thing. So that was pretty funny. But to top it all off, the guy we were staying with wrote off his car on his own driveway while we were there. So he was about to drive us down to the mechanic to go pick up the car, and everything was cool and we were going to be like on our way. And it was like a country driveway, you know, in the winter in New Zealand. So it's kind of slippery and muddy and stuff. And he comes honing down the driveway and just crashes his car straight into the tree. And so we were kind of like, then we were all stuck there with no way into town. And it was just like, man, like this is just such a, I was just laughing because I thought it was hilarious. But yeah, it was a pretty downer buzz for sure.
Oh my God. Yeah. Laura is a musician and sound engineer from New Zealand. She plays guitar and vocals in a band called Cheshire Grim and also operates as a solo loop artist under the name Ms. Take. Check out Ms. Take at facebook.com/MsTakeMusic and Cheshire Grim at CheshireGrim.net and facebook.com/CheshireGrim. Grim has two M's. Finally, we've got mastering engineer Kevin Tuffy. Kevin was a guest on episode 11. What is mastering?
My worst gig was, it was at the Water Rats. I'm pretty sure it was at the Water Rats in King's Cross in central London. At the time, I was saving up. I kind of had my eye on this acoustic. I was kind of doing the singer-songwriter thing. So it was acoustic guitar, vocal, sometimes like a harmonica on a harmonica brace. And I had my eye on this beautiful guitar, which is actually sitting in front of me right now. And I knew I was going to get it. But at the time, I was playing this real, like, budget piece of crap. Instead of a sort of resonance pickup, this guitar had, I guess, like a sort of gooseneck microphone inside of it. And I mean, it never sounded very good, but it normally didn't give me too many problems. On this particular night with this bust up guitar, I'd had a bunch of like the sort of woman who was managing me sort of at the time had said like, oh, it's really weird. You've got like a bunch of like A&R scouts have got in touch and they want like guest lists and they're going to come tonight. And I was sort of like, oh, that's cool, you know, that's a good thing, that's great. So we had a little bit of problems with this guitar in the sound check, with it feeding back. This gooseneck is obviously pointing out at a wedge monitor in it, and it's feeding back. I think he tried some things out the sound guy to try and minimize this. And we were sort of happy. I mean, I knew it wasn't ideal, but we were sort of happy. And then the gig starts and I'm playing my set. And like this fucking guitar just starts squealing with feedback, like louder than my vocal mic. And I'm like, crap. And the guy, I mean, like, credit to the sound engineer. He was amazing. He grabbed, I think, a CD that one of the other acts was selling and some gaffer tape. And he was like, how much do you care about this guitar? And I was like, a whole lot fucking less than I need to, like, get through this set and it'd be okay because I've got these fucking A&R scouts. So he's like, look, if you don't care about it, I'm just going to do this. I think it's going to work. So he gaffer tapes a CD over the sound hole of the acoustic guitar in the hope that it'll give enough separation between the, like, the gooseneck will still pick up enough that it will generate a sound, but that it's going to stop the horrendous squealing of the feedback from the wedge monitor.
Yeah.
So I'm now like playing this acoustic guitar that's like looks like it's been through the war, like it's covered in gaffer tape and there's a CD on it and it's all like fucked up. And he's sort of done that while I'm kind of talking about it and apologizing and being like, look, you know, it's going to sort out and then it's going to be all good. And basically we got it. And I think we had sound for a minute and I was sort of had this kind of hallelujah moment where I was like, this guy's really saved my set. And then the fucking thing just stopped playing and like you couldn't hear it at all. And so basically I had to do the last song and I'm a bad singer. Like my whole kind of thing was that I was a bit of a Dylan kind of not very good singer, but the songs were meaningful on some level that I thought they were at the time. But I had to do the last song a cappella because the guitar had just completely crapped out on me. And I'm like stressed and I do it and I was just like, fuck. And I get to the end of the set and I get off the stage and I go up to these like kind of A&R guys. And it was weird that they actually spoke to me. I mean, if I was them, I would have just fucking done a French exit and not had to deal with it. But I kind of went over and this Anna, who was looking after me at the time, was like managing me. And I'm kind of like, what did you think? And they're like, well, it was terrible, but I mean, you've got to commend you for like the resilience you had at getting to the end of the set. Like you did a fucking song a cappella and that's pretty hardcore, but no, it was really bad.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
I never played that. I think I smashed that guitar up afterwards. I was like, this was my moment and you fucking let me down so badly. But I mean, it was a really cheap guitar. I don't know what I was expecting. But and then I got the guitar that's sitting opposite me right now, I got that next and it never gave me any chip. But yeah, worst fucking gig.
Nice. Kevin is a mastering engineer at Metropolis Mastering in London. Check out his work at metropolismastering.com. Thanks to all the people who shared their stories this week. It was so much fun. I think we'll definitely do this again. So keep an ear out for the next installation. You'll find links to all the people featured on this podcast and their projects, musical or otherwise, in the podcast description, so make sure you check them out, show them some love. The artist of the week this week is Rollo Tomassi. They've just released a new song a few days ago called Rituals, which is incredible. I've been a fan of these guys for quite a while, and I think they've got a new album coming out very shortly. Make sure to check them out at rollotomassiband.com and facebook.com/rollotomassiofficial. Although it might not seem like it from this episode, this podcast and my site musiciansmap.org is usually dedicated to sharing knowledge and advice about music and the music industry. It's all about sharing honesty and positive progress. My experience and the experience and advice of my guests is yours to learn from. Make sure to check out the Musicians Map ebook and audiobook about building success in music. You'll find it at musiciansmap.org/books, Amazon and Audible. I've also got a brand new free ebook called How to Get Your Music Heard. So go to musiciansmap.org/free-book to get your copy. If you have a suggestion for the podcast or for the YouTube channel, or you just want to get in touch and say hello, please do so via the Musicians Map Facebook group or by email at kane@musiciansmap.org. I always respond. Thanks for listening and stay positive.